This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The absolutely brilliant Robert Randolph of the Family Band. They bring us back. It's 8 past 1. This is Twins Ticket Tuesday. Chad Urban back here with you in the home of the Twins. Twins and Rangers tonight, 6 o'clock pregame, 6:40. First pitch. Beautiful night. Target Field. You hear Chris say it's going to rain for the next 6 years. So that's good. L.A. still a big story. Not just what's happening in L.A., but what it says about the administration, what you may love about the administration, what you might detest about the administration, the contrast with the Biden administration, the ineptitude of the Biden administration, what you liked about the Biden administration, and also it's Donald Trump's world and we're living in it, and he doesn't care at all about norms, laws, and many times communication. So as it turns out, we got a little Minnesota on Minnesota battle today. The defense secretary, Pete Hegseth from Forest Lake, normal appearance in front of Congress, as all defense secretaries have, to talk budget. But the reality hits, and this happens no matter the administration, when you have someone, the head of a department who are appearing, they're going to be asked germane topics about the department they had. And right now, the president, for the first time in 60 years, I got a bunch of texts yesterday, too. You're wrong. H.W. Bush sent the National Guard with their Rodney King rides. Yeah, he coordinated that with Pete Wilson, the California governor. Okay. Facts matter. And we're not making them up here. This first time the president of the United States in 60 years has sent the National Guard to his state without even telling the governor of the state or seeking the governor's approval, because as we know, the governor of various states normally has control of the National Guard. So Pete Hegseth is appearing there because it's not just the National Guard. You have the Marines available, and the Marines will be a heavy part of this conversation. We're not going to carry all of what Betty McCollum said, but we're going to get to their back and forth, because McCollum was talking about, okay, what are the Marines doing there? Why are they there? What are their marching orders? And then she said, well, let's tie it to the finances, and that's where we pick it up, and we'll carry some of the back and forth between left-leaning Betty McCollum, right-leaning Pete Hegseth.
What is the current cost for what is taking place in California, and how is it going to affect this budget or the budget we're currently serving under? How much are these deployments going to cost for both the Marines and the National Guard? And what training or duties are not taking place because of these deployments? Where in your limited budget, sir, are you going to find, in the remainder of this fiscal year, are you going to pull the money to cover these deployments? What holes are being created?
Well, Congresswoman, thank you for the question. You are right. We are both originally from Minnesota, which is why I recall 2020 quite well when Governor Walz abandoned a police precinct and allowed it to be burned to the ground, and also allowed five days of chaos to occur inside the streets of Minneapolis. The police precinct, ma'am, was abandoned and burned to the ground. And because of that, the National Guard was eventually far too late mobilized. And President Trump recognizes a situation like that, improperly handled by a governor, like it was by Governor Walz, if it gets out of control, is a bad situation for the citizens of any location. So in Los Angeles, we believe that ICE, which is a federal law enforcement agency, has the right to safely conduct operations in any state and any jurisdiction in the country, especially after 21 million illegals have crossed our border under the previous administration. ICE ought to be able to do its job, whether it's Minneapolis or Los Angeles.
Chairman, I have limited time. I asked a budget and they question. Are being, could the Secretary please address the budget? Thank you.
You asked about the situation in Los Angeles, and we believe ICE agents should be allowed to be safe
budget,
in doing
sir.
Their operations, and we have deployed National Guard and the Marines to protect them in the execution of their duties, because we ought to be able to enforce immigration law in this country, unlike what Governor Walz did in 2020. There are 17,000 LAPD, you mentioned that. There would be 18,000 if not for the defund movement that folks like Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass have implemented.
The police chief said she was overwhelmed.
The Secretary is
not going to ask the budgetary questions. I will yield back my time if the Secretary refuses to answer the budgetary questions I put before him. They're important. What training missions aren't happening? Where are you pulling the money from? And how are you planning this in the moving forward? These are budget questions that affect this committee and the decisions we're going to be making in a couple of hours. If you're not going to answer them, please let the chairman know, and I will I will take back my time, and I will yield it back to the chairman.
Mr. Secretary, I want to just let us know what accounts you're pulling the money to fund.
Thankfully, unlike the previous administration, we've got a 13% increase in our defense budget, and we will have the capability to cover down on contingencies,
which is something
the National Guard and the Marine plan for. So we have the funding.
First of all, the 13% increase has not been approved. Okay, that's what they're proposing. It has not been approved. I know I've raised this before. I'm going to raise a superfluous note here first, but I still don't get it. Is this something that those opponents of Tim Walz have decided the way to take a side swipe at him is to keep calling him Walz?
Yes.
Okay.
He called him Walz the first time.
Kinda.
No, he said
Daddy
it.
Walz?
I think
okay.
He said Walz very clearly the first time, and then remembered. Oh wait, I got to do the flip thing. I got to add the T.
Okay.
So then twice after that, Walz.
I get Kamala. That was racist. Okay. Kamala, because that's not her name. Kamala Harris is her name. Kamala and some were non-intentionally mispronouncing and then corrected with apologies. Others were doing it, just to remind you, black woman. Black woman. Believe that 1,000%. What is the Walz thing? Because how many people have we had on the show who are Republicans? Or you see it where it's Walz. It's like, is it a little cheap shot to, you know, is it perceived as somehow you're getting him by calling him Walz?
I guess. Referring to him as a song and dance man. Well, who was it on Fox News a couple weeks ago I saw refer to him as Jazz Hands?
Jazz Hands, that's right. Okay. Tim Walz was days late on George Floyd. I've only made that point 5,000 times, so I agree with Pete Hegseth on that point. On the budget, he's there also for budgetary reasons, as I said before. That is the reason he is there. That's just a normal process with congressional hearings. So he should have answered the question sooner, but this is the game both parties play a lot. Whether it's members of Congress who jump in, and McCollum wasn't jumping in that much. She gave him a fair amount of, way more than what a lot of Republicans and Democrats do. But clearly, he was not answering the question until later. And then, by the way, he's projecting that increase if the big, beautiful bill passes. And right now, it has not passed. So that's a little bit of the Minnesota crime. That's a part of this. So the president has sent a total of 4,000 National Guard troops. 1,700 as of now in the last few hours has been reported. They're now on active duty somewhere in L.A. I have a few questions, and I want you to respond through text and calls afterwards. If you're in the category who believes the president was right on the National Guard, and there are tens of millions who believe the president was right, do you also agree with them on the Marines? There is an enormous difference. There is an enormous difference, in my opinion. You don't have to agree. In sending the National Guard. By the way, when he sent the National Guard there, there's pictures all over the place of these folks just sleeping on the ground. No advance warning for folks to set them up with a place to sleep. They're just sleeping on the floor. Let's show some respect for members of the National Guard. If you agree with the president, I hope you agree with me and others, that can they sleep somewhere outside of the floor? Can we get that set up? Should that be that difficult? These are individuals who are friends or family members, husbands, wives. So that should have been taken care of. But the Marines are in our country over an immigration rate. And what is a bit concerning, which is tied to South Minneapolis, is you know what a few members of the administration are saying about this? Some are saying it was an immigration raid, and others are saying, wait for it, like South Minneapolis a week ago, a drug and money laundering examination. Okay? If it was, and it was successful, and charges filed, I'm all for it 1,000%. But is this what we're going to do now? Is this the phrasing we're going to do? Because I still want to see the drug and money laundering charges from last week in South Minneapolis. When, again, if it wasn't immigration, why was an ICE officer there? But I want you to tell me why you think that this level of L.A., and again, like I say every single time we discuss this, anybody who's looting, setting everything, anything on fire, they're criminals. They're despicable. They're indefensible. By the way, I didn't hear all of Jason, but I heard some of Jason and saying, let's just call it all violent or something like that. I probably didn't hear enough, but I don't think we have any idea what the percentage is of those who are peaceful and those who are violent. Do we? I don't know.
I haven't heard a percent.
I have no idea. That doesn't mean if you're peacefully protested, you should be looped in with the other folks. That's a lie. We're allowed to describe it with multiple sentences and a paragraph. If you just need one word, yeah, there is violence about this. There is looting about this. There is harassing law enforcement. That is breaking into property. Indefensible. Does that mean then every other person who's peacefully protesting, we just easily, because we want to hot take this, we're just going to wrap them up in the same conversation?
That's what we do.
Hell no, it's wrong. But the Marines, tell me what you expect out of this. By the way, it was much lesser last night. When people are saying it's worse, what are you talking about? There's no proof of that at all. And any of the violence took place, I'm not condoning it, but where McCollum's right earlier when she was talking about Rodney King or George Floyd, this isn't close to that. Any of the violence is criminal, but this isn't Minneapolis. This is not Rodney King. This is Trump sending the message that I'm in charge. I'm in charge of every county. I'm in charge of every city. I'm in charge of any state. And the Marines should not be there. For me, period. End of statement. What exactly do you want the Marines to do? 700 Marines ready to go? That's what we're going to? And he's already threatening with his military parade. If there are any protests, peaceful at all, you're in big trouble. So you're not allowed to peacefully protest in the United States of America as long as Donald Trump's president? And again, for like the seventh time in this segment, because I know I'm going to get a text, I'm not condoning the violence. Never, ever have, never will. But if Americans want to show up when we're having the Donald Trump butt-kissing parade on Saturday, and they want to protest, they 100% should be allowed. And he said, what, an hour and a half ago, no protests at all in any way will be allowed.
That's American.
What the hell country are we talking about? So react to any of this. Because if this guy's saying no protests are allowed, by the way, you know when he'll allow protests? When they're protesting causes that he likes, that he's for. And when they're protesting against things he doesn't like, isn't there an obvious?
Like losing an election?
Yeah, yeah. Like an insurrection. So again,
it's a day of love, Chad. Day
I'm
of
not
love.
Ever giving up on this, Mr. Law and Order. He sat there on his big fat butt and watched it. All the violence take place, the Capitol, and for hours and hours and hours, he did nothing. Agree with me. Disagree with me. We read all the texts that disagree. We're more inclined to read those than the ones agree. So anybody who suggests that, it's utter nonsense. Call or text 651-461-9226. When you get back home to your place, to your condo or your house, how much do you really know about your windows? I'm not saying I'm Mr. Let's make up this word, windowologist. But I do know this, that the windows in the house that I purchased close to 20 years ago already had Pella windows and doors. And I was pleased to find out. Wasn't the tipping point. I'm not going to lie about that. But when I found out outstanding Pella windows and doors were there, only made the house better, and they've lasted. They've lived up to the reputation of a company that has been around for 100 years. And when last year I decided to see if I needed Pella to change a few or maybe do any remodeling, I started with PellaNorthland.com. I continued with a visit to the showroom, and they just replaced a few because most of the windows were in great shape. But they offered me a remodeling idea in the kitchen, and I loved it. And now that I'm finally moving, I made sure the next house I was moving to, Pella Windows and Doors, PellaNorthland.com. Tons of your friends, maybe you listening, have Pella Windows and Doors. Right now, in the month of June, 50% off qualifying installations or 0% APR for 36 months. Don't hesitate. Reach out to Pella right now.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All for Sly. Passed away at the age of 82. Home of the Twins, Twins tickets. Before the day is done, before we get to a slew of texts, here's the President of the United States talking about a very recent conversation he had with Gavin Newsom. This is not the one where they talked on Friday. This is you get the impression this is like last couple hours. Here's Donald John Trump.
And the simple question was, when is the last time you spoke with Governor Newsom?
A day ago. Called him up to tell him, got to do a better job. He's doing a bad job, causing a lot of death and a lot of potential death. If we didn't send out the National Guard, and last night we gave him a little additional help, you would have, Los Angeles would be burning right now. Los Angeles would be not a lot different than what you saw take place in California and Los Angeles just a little while ago.
First of all, he sounds really old, right? As someone who called out Joe Biden over and over and over again for sounding old, Donald, the last couple months, is it just me or does he sound much older?
I don't know if he sounded older. I think he just didn't know where he was going.
Yeah. He's also lying.
That's it. He was because just kind of, just say stuff. And
they just haven't talked in the last 24 hours. Hey, they have not talked. They talked last Friday. And by the way, outside of him, no one believes that L.A. would be burning to the ground without the National Guard. No one. Zero.
Caused a lot of death.
No one. let's see. Where were the Marines on January 6th? Yeah. Where? Again, it's been proven over and over again, it was not Nancy Pelosi's responsibility. Even if you are that delusional that it was the Speaker of the House's responsibility, you're saying the President of the United States was anesthetized for hours and hours and hours when he loved it, and he did nothing when there were violent protesters at the Capitol. Talk about hanging his vice president. And you know what he was saying? Oh, Mike will be fine. When they were trying to stop Congress from voting on an election where he was crushed and he lost, he did nothing, even when his family and friends were begging him to reach out. P.S., I'll be protesting June 14th. Yeah, that's when the parade is starting. I'm not condoning violence, but this is ridiculous. No protesting his dumbass parade. Because Trump has the forward vision to get ahead of impending violence, you slam that pathetic. Can't believe how WCC has become so left, so blind to the previous administration and ineptitude, sickening. Well, you're just lying about what I said about the previous administration because, oh, by the way, the first Democrat in the Senate or House who said he shouldn't run for reelection was on this show. And I called out very early that Joe Biden was enough for the job, called out very early that Joe Biden's immigration policies were feeble and dangerous, called out very quickly that Joe Biden moved too far to the left, in my opinion. But this is a texter who decides that any criticism of Donald Trump is just tedious. And that's where we are. Minneapolis didn't wait too long to call the National Guard. I was a part of it. They called them the first night that it got out of control, but it took 40 hours to get them there. As the world can see now, with the National Guard sleeping on the floor, it takes some time planning. Went super fast, but Minneapolis Police Union said it was too dangerous, pulled out, and the next day and a half was really bad. Okay, well, this person certainly has an informed view. But I also have an informed view because I've been privy to the documents. And Jacob Fry and Madere Arredondo reached out to their respective Fry to Walls and Arredondo to John Herrington and said, we're overwhelmed. And I'm not saying in like this quickly the National Guard could be there, but it took too long. It took too long. And I'm not taking Jacob Fry off the hook for responsibility. We've laid it out many, many times, including when it was happening. But Tim Walls was too late on the National Guard. And it's Walls, by the way, not Waltz. A guy, by the way, who I've said has moved too far to the left and wasn't involved in negotiations enough. I hope I'm not hard on you, but your views are crazy. Please think. National Guard guys have mattresses. Okay. Guess what? There's footage of them all over the place sleeping on the floor. Okay. So I'm not making that up. Let's see. What do we have this? Please get Chad off the air. WCCO straight trash. TDS an all-time high. So in other words, I'm not allowed to disagree with the President of the United States of America. But guess what? I'm sure this texter was fine when I was disagreeing with Joe Biden. You're allowed to disagree with me. Trump derangement syndrome, and that accusation is just a lazy allegation because almost all the people who offer that up are so hypnotized, so deep in the tank, that they're willing to accept anything and everything. I don't care if you're on the far left or far right. First of all, if you're on the far left or far right, I don't agree with either of those sides because you're too out of the mainstream for me. But even if you're somebody on the right or somebody on the left, you shouldn't think your side is right every single time. And I'm paid to give my opinions. And I'm going to give them, and they're informed. And you get to disagree with me. But to say because you don't agree with me, I need to get off the air, ridiculous. Because I think I'm staying, at least for this next segment. Segment after that, Dave? Don't know.
Anybody's guess at that point.
Don't know. I'd like to keep my job.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.